This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Maybe you buy the 6-piece or the 12-piece or freezer packs, or maybe you avoid them altogether. But we're talking chicken nuggets, specifically chicken McNuggets, one of a certain company's most iconic products. But curiously, a patent on them McDonald's does not have. Jordan Weissman has been writing about McNuggets and the intellectual ownership thereof for The Atlantic magazine. It's good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
So I have to tell you, one does not think of the humble chicken McNugget and intellectual property, generally speaking, in the same breath, right?
No, not usually.
So how'd you get there?
So recently, Fred Turner, who is this super influential CEO at McDonald's, died at the age of 80. Fred Turner, he was the guy we can thank for things like the Egg McMuffin and the drive-through window and the Happy Meal. I mean, this guy sort of made, in a lot of ways, fast food what it is today.
Yeah.
Part of his legacy, I noticed, was the Chicken McNugget. McDonald's introduced it first in 1980 and then went national with it in 1983 while he was CEO.
And yet, McDonald's did not invent the Chicken McNugget.
Yeah, and you know, so I got to doing a little bit of reading, and before it was even kind of a glimmer in Ronald McDonald's eye, there was actually a poultry scientist at Cornell named Robert Baker, who was, I mean, just devoted to chicken and chicken products, and he would find ways to make chicken hash, chicken meatloaf, just different ways to kind of expand the market for poultry, which actually back in the 70s wasn't that large. And one of his innovations was this thing called a chicken stick, which really was sort of a proto McNugget.
Yeah, it was hard to do, right?
Yeah. I mean, basically, you have to have all this chopped up chicken junk and be able to coat it and have it not all fall apart and be able to freeze it and store it and whatnot. And that takes some complicated engineering. And he did it. And the interesting thing about Baker, and this is what got me thinking about the IP aspect of this, he never patented any of his work. He gave it away, exactly. He would publish it in these little bulletins and send it around to hundreds of companies, again, with the, sort of the idea of expanding the chicken market. Flash forward to 1979, when McDonald's really wants to make a fried chicken product. And they tried all these different things, and they kind of come to the idea of selling something that's kind of like a French fry, but in chicken form.
Yeah.
And we can't really identify whether or not they absolutely 100% were using Baker's methods.
And that's the crux of this thing, right? Because of one of the many facets of patent law is you want everybody to get paid for their intellectual property. But at the same time, you want maximum public utility from good ideas.
Absolutely. And, you can license your IP, right?
Yeah.
What you have a situation here is this academic research had sort of infiltrated its way through the industry, permeated it,
yeah,
right? And then you look at McDonald's, and why are they trying to innovate? Why are they creating this chicken nugget? Is it because they have some idea that they think they're going to be able to corner the market on and then keep anyone else from making it? No, they need a chicken product. In the late 70s, there was pressure to create something that they could sell that would be nominally a little bit healthier. You know, I think back now, yeah. Oh my God, fried,
that's right.
Spongy fried
chicken is healthy. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but people still were scared about, first kind of becoming aware of cholesterol and things. And so they needed to kind of enter a new market, and they needed a product that would sell well. And so the market itself, without the government coming and saying, okay, McDonald's, you're the only ones who can make a nugget, instead the market itself probably would have provided enough incentive for McDonald's to go and create it.
One cannot imagine this happening today. I mean, Baker does this in 1963. Here we are 50 years later, and you can't turn around without somebody filing a patent for something.
Yeah, especially universities. Huh. A lot of people, myself included, who think the patent system may have gotten a little bit out of hand, kind of mourn that loss. You know, at one point, research was kind of meant to feed this collective pool of knowledge, of know-how that an economy had. And what you find is, in a lot of instances, you don't really need strong patent laws in order to encourage people to invent.
Jordan Weissman at The Atlantic. Jordan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.